Raiders take the mud. We grab the wheels and we turn them round. One long pull and we're on hard ground. Tomorrow, 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 tomorrow.
When I got west, the hills were steep. 'Twould make a tender person weep
to hear me cuff and pop my whip. To see my oxen pulling sled, tomorrow, 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 tomorrow,
This land has a name today and is marked on maps. But the names and the marks and the land all had to be won. Won from nature and from primitive man. 5 generations ago, a mere 125 years back, this land was known only as the West. Known only to a handful of white men. Lonely trappers wandering its vastness in search of beaver. They were known as mountain men, a new breed. Men like Jim Bridger, Frenchy Sublette, Linus Rawlings. More Indian than the Indians in all but blood. They held to no law but their own. Drifted free as the clouds, settled nowhere, kept forever on the move. Their moccasined feet and unshod horses leaving no trace on the land. Like the Indians with whom they were at peace, they wanted nothing beyond what they found, and little of that. The mountains, the forests, the harsh country were as unchanging to them as the stars, and just as unyielding. Far behind the mountains, beyond the rolling plains, they had left the people of the East. People who were restless in another way. The kind who'd look at a mountain and see a watershed. Look at a forest and see lumber for houses. Look at a stony field and see a farm. Their faces and their instincts had been turned to the West ever since Plymouth Rock and Jamestown. The trapper's road was the trail of a wolf or the bend of a canyon. But for whole families, chafing to follow the sun, there had to be broader ways. There were no roads into the wilderness, only rivers. And they flowed in the wrong direction, north or south. Or else they stopped at the Alleghenies. Until one day, a new river took source in the mind of a man named DeWitt Clinton. He conceived of a river that would go west. And in the way Americans have of acting out their dreams, it came to be. The Erie Canal left the Hudson above Albany and carried clear across to the Great Lakes. People who yearned for virgin land and a new life now had a highway to take them, and they moved along.
Pride of Utica now loading. All aboard for the Pride of Utica. The Ramsey family, Peter Smith, the Stoker family. All 8 of them! All aboard for the Pride of Utica!
Is the laddie's health the reason you're heading west?
Partly. Only partly. Mostly our trouble east was rocks. I had me a farm where some years I'd raise 100 bushels of rocks to the acre.
Now, Zebulon, you hadn't ought to lie to the man like that.
Wife, I'm a God-fearing soul, and I tell the truth as I see it. Now, I never used a plow. I'd blast out the furrows with gunpowder. And then one morning, I hauled the bucket up from out of the well, and so help me, the bucket was full of rocks. Rocks! I just stood there right still, trying not to blaspheme. And I said to myself, you've got a son that's ailing, you've got a 20-year-old daughter what won't take to herself a husband. There she sits over there, mooning as usual.
Aww.
And you've got another daughter who just don't seem quite right in the head. Lilith!
Yes, Pa?
I'll remind you, sir. I'm still standing there holding a bucket full of rocks and staring into a bleak old age. So I made me a vow right then and there. I said, if I can find a man with $500 who likes rocks, then there's going to be another fool owning this farm. Well, sir, the Lord provided such a man, and here I am.
He ain't told you one word of truth, Mr. Harvey. We had the best farm in the township.
Yeah, Rockville Township it was. Stone County.
No, it was not. It is the itching foot that brought us here. Heaven knows where we'll end up.
Oh, these are my laddies. Angus, Brutus, and Colin.
How do you do?
I think they're already acquainted with your daughters.
Be they single?
Aye, single so far.
Well, this Illinois country's beginning to sound better to me.
Lilith, here. Strike up a little tune for these handsome lads.
Oh, I ain't no mood, Pa.
Lilith, there's a time for coaxing. This ain't the time.
Well, All right. Captain Bold in Halifax, who lived in country quarters, betrayed a maid who hanged herself one morning in her garters.
Phyllis! Now, you know better than to sing a song like that.
What ones do you know?
We know Yankee Doodle.
Yankee Doodle?
Their mother's dead. They haven't had much learning in the social graces since we left Scotland.
All right, give them a home in the meadow.
Away, away, come away with me.
Eve, come on, you two.
The grass grows wild and the wind blows
free. Join me.
Away, away, come away with me. And I'll make you a home in the meadow.
For the good old pal.
15 miles America now. We all the marches in our day, filled with people, toil and hay. 15 miles America now.
But the canal was only the first step toward the promised land. The next steps were longer and harder. Those who could raise the fare went by steamboat to the end of the line. Others found a cheaper way to head for Ohio, Illinois, and the open spaces beyond.
Lilith, listen to this. Theirs was a poignant parting in the forest. The handsome young backwoodsman carved two hearts on a tree trunk. Then from 10 paces hurled a knife at the junction of the two hearts.
Junction? What's that?
Well, that's where the two hearts meet. Now listen. His marksmanship was uncanny. 3 times he hurled the knife on target. That was for luck, he said the first time. That was for love, deep divine love, he said the second. And the third time, that was a prayer, a plea for love undying. Isn't that beautiful?
I reckon, if anybody ever talks like that.
Well, it's the sentiments, not the talk.
There ain't no sense to you, Eve. You want to be a farm wife, but you don't want to marry a farmer.
Neither do you.
Of course not. I don't want to have nothing to do with farms. I want silk dresses and fine carriages and a man to smell good. What I want back east, not west. I'll get there yet. You watch.
You don't know what you want yet. It's the man, the town, not where he lives.
Ready now, huh?
Ready.
Thank you.
large bedroom?
Don't know. They say no honest man travels this river at night.
I can only see one man, Paul.
I hear that's a favorite pirate trick. They hide in the bottom of the boat till they're ready to jump you. Get my gun, Colin.
All right, Paul.
Just come in slow and easy, stranger. And keep your hands where we can see them.
Name's Linus Rollins. I'm hungrier than sin and real peaceable.
What have you got in the craft?
Beaver pelts. I said beaver pelts.
I never had a chance to see a beaver pelt, Mr. Rollins.
Well, in that case, ma'am, I'll show you one. There you are.
Oh, that's real soft.
Fine pelt, ma'am.
Now, my apologies, sir. We was afeard you might be a pirate.
I ain't no pirate.
Come on, let's have supper and get acquainted.
No. That's yours. Keep that.
Well, you sure set your cap in a hurry. Is he the backwoodsman you've been waiting for? More than likely, he's got a wife and six kids waiting for him.
You've only ate four plates. I was beginning to think you didn't like it.
Well, it don't pay to eat too much on an empty stomach, ma'am.
How come you to be traveling so late at night?
Well, I'm kind of anxious to get to Pittsburgh. I ain't seen a city for a long time. I aim to whoop it up a little.
Well, now, we've never seen a mountain man before. Tell me, them Rocky Mountains as high as they say?
Oh, no, I just don't rightly know. I never climbed one. Well, now, you know, that just ain't exactly true. Jim Bridger and me, we started up one of them little bitty Rocky Mountain foothills, you know. And then, one day we see this fella, and he has a great big pair of white wings and a harp in his hand. And I said to Jim, I don't like the way that fella's looking at us. And Jim said he didn't care too much for it, neither. So we both skedaddled down out of there, and to this day, I ain't never had a good look at the Rocky Mountains. Well, I remember one
Zeb
time...
Dillon,
what?
One liar at a time is enough.
Well, then, reckon it's about bedtime. Got to get an early start in the morning. We'll be expecting you for breakfast, Mr. Rollins.
Oh, well, that's mighty hospitable, Mr. Prescott. But sometimes I wake up and get the urge to move. I might be long gone by sunup. But I want to thank you. I want to thank all of you. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Strange fellas, these mountain men.
Yeah, kind of like a wisp of smoke.
Golly, that looks like my blanket.
His?
Well, then I'm a mite confused, ma'am. Whose bed would it be?
Yours.
I ain't had a soft bed like that since last time I come east.
Why'd you do it?
Ain't polite to ask a girl why she done something for a man.
No, well, I reckon my manners ain't much at that, huh? Anyway, I sure thank you. Good night, ma'am.
Are them engine girls pretty?
Well, no, I reckon that all depends on just how long a man has gone without seeing one.
How long has it been since you've seen a white girl?
I ain't quite sure why you ask that.
How pretty do I look to you?
Mammy, ain't you just being a little bit forward?
Well, you're headed upriver and I'm headed down. Still time to get these questions answered.
You dead sure you want them answered?
Yes.
Ma'am, it seems like you've been kissed before.
Oh, I've never been kissed permanent before.
By golly, you sure use surprising words. I never heard permanent mixed up a thing like a kiss before.
I can still feel that kiss. You?
You said something before that we hadn't ought to forget. I'm heading upstream and you're headed downstream.
Lovers have parted before and come together again.
Ma'am.
Eve,
I'm a sinful man. Deep, dark, sinful. I'm on my way to Pittsburgh to be sinful again. Likely I'll stay drunk for a month. I won't even remember the fancy gals I dally with or the men I carve up just out of pure cussedness any more than I remember you.
Mind if I'm asking you? Can you still feel that kiss?
Eve, you make me feel like a man standing on a narrow ledge coming face to face with a grizzly bear. There just ain't no ignoring the situation.
You're here. I thought you'd gone with him.
Gone?
Yes, gone. I knowed you were setting with him. But I kept telling myself, well, at least she's looking at a man. Even a wisp of smoke like that and is better than a... No. You crying? Crying for him? Now, what does that mean? Now, tell me what that means.
Nothing, Pa.
What time did you come to bed?
It was early, Pa. It was late.
Daughter, I'm only going to ask you once. Is there anything for your Ma and Pa to worry about?
No, Pa, there ain't. He'll be back. I'll see him again.
But you expected to see him this morning. You know you did.
I don't care. I'll see him again. Look. You got a grown man to do that?
I did. Just like in the book. Did you get him to say them crazy words?
I told you before. Take the words as a sentiment.
You mean he didn't even giggle nor nothing at such foolishness?
He said it was a real solemn occasion. Like shooting the rapids without a paddle.
No matter what he said, he did it just to get rid of you so he could clear out. You know that's so. And you're lucky he did. Do you want to live like a squaw all your life? Go on. Say anything you like. But I'll see him again. I know I will. And he ain't got a wife and 6 kids. He ain't got a wife at all yet.
Thank
customer.
Trapper, seems like. See how that cover bellies up?
Could be furs.
Thirsty, mister?
Dryer and a grasshopper and a hot griddle.
Well, welcome to our little inn, sir. My name is Jim Hawkins, late colonel of the Alabama militia. Where you bound for, sir?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh? Where?
Looks like he's got a whole canoe of furs, Pop. Sure enough, mountain man.
Indeed. One of our brave explorers going to extend our domain to the first shores of the Pacific. Well, nothing but the finest for you, sir. Whiskey?
Right.
No pepper rattlesnake heads in this. Nothing but the pure grain and the sweet kiss of them all.
Well, never mind the cop. I'll just take the jug.
Oh. Real mountain man, huh? I trust you'll toast our noble banner here, sir.
Sure will. Now.
Oh, you're right. That's real sipping liquor.
Paul, him being a trapper, you suppose he might know what that vomit is we got?
Well, say now, he might. Yes, sir, he just might. Sir, we caught us a cave-dwelling critter that no man in these parts has ever seen before. And you know it'd be right satisfying to having you tell us what it is.
Well, I don't know too much about cave-dwelling varmints.
Just yonder. Take your jug.
Well, I don't know.
It's right over here. You know any sweet-talking gals in Pittsburgh?
Nope. There ain't one yet.
Well, Pop and I are hoping we'll vacation there.
I'll be at the Duquesne house if it ain't burnt down. Hey, there, now, you pretty girl, you sure you got a varmint in here?
You hear him?
Huh?
He breathes loud and fierce. We keep him in this hole just yonder.
You keep him there?
Gotta look a little closer.
Well done, daughter.
I ain't so sure. With hard muscle, and I could feel the blade just kind of skitter along his ribs.
Oh, you just need more practice, that's all. It's a pity he ain't got the knack you want. Lord rest his soul. All right, then. Lay it on, man. Come on. We got more fish to fry. Down the aisle.
Paw, them settlers' rats are coming.
Mm-hmm.
Parisian accent, it says.
How much is it?
It's only 15 cents.
15 cents? Put it back.
You're right, sir. Absolutely right. He saved the penny and the dollars will grow. Like you growed many a dollar that way, ain't you?
Well, Mr. Bedloe, all my life I've been striving to avoid becoming a millionaire, and I think I've succeeded right well. Still, I've got a little put away in the sock, and it's going to stay right there.
Well, now, them's my sentiment, exactly. Now, you, sir, you look like a man of property. Now, if I was to bet, I'd say you was worth, say, $1,000? That pretty close to the mark?
Well, close, maybe.
Don't be afraid. There's women and children here. You gents wouldn't want us to have to start shooting now, would you?
Be in good cheer, folks.
Why, it's in our noble tradition that we conquer the wilderness with nothing but our bare hands and stout hearts. You can build new rafts and sally forth in the spirit of your forefathers.
Why, you pious old scoundrel. I'll see you burn.
Americans can't be whipped.
It's him. I knew he'd come back. It's him.
Thank thee for our salvation. We commit the souls of our dead to thy gentle keeping. We pray for a speedy recovery of our wounded. And now another matter. O Lord, without consulting with thee, we have sent thy way some souls whose evil ways passeth all understanding. We ask thee humbly to receive them. Whether you want them or not. Amen.
Now, it'll be a job. I guess I can patch her up good enough to get to Pittsburgh.
Linus.
Now, Eve, let's just not talk any more about it.
Linus, I'm telling you, you don't know your own mind.
Well, maybe so, maybe not. I ain't saying that you haven't been on my mind some. I ain't saying that. I still went to see the varmint with that pirate girl. I'll always be going to see the varmint, Eve. I just ain't cut out to be a farmer or a husband.
Linus, I ain't never bringing up the subject again, whether ever I see you or not.
No, it's for the best. I wish you Godspeed, Eve. And I ain't said that to anybody for a long time.
ahead! Rapids ahead! Meteor! Meteor!
Decent. I'm heading back east on the first boat that comes along. And if you were in your right mind, you would too.
myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy side a healing flood.
Be a shame, a double cure. Send me from his miracles and power.
Walk with me a piece, Eve. Eve, all the time I was paddling down here, I was thinking, if I found you alive, I'd... Would you come to Pittsburgh with me, Eve?
Oh, Linus. I'm staying right here. I ain't moving a foot one way or the other.
Well, now, would you explain that a little?
My mom and pa, they wanted a farm in the West, and this is as far as they got. Seems to me this is where the Lord wanted the farm to be.
But your brother Sam, he's bad hurt, and winter's
it
coming.
It looks like talking about it, Linus, I'm going to do it.
Eve, you just ain't making much sense.
Well, half the people that come west don't make much sense, I reckon.
All right. All right. My golly, you're a strong-minded woman. I reckon I seen that varmint for the last time.
Westward course was no smoother than that of true love. Not only the hard hand of nature was against it, but the impediment of war. Trouble over land smoldered along the Mexican border. Not all Americans were for war, including Congressman Abe Lincoln of Illinois. But a war did break out. And in the end, vast new territories came into the Union, along with their rich Spanish names, Rio Grande, Santa Fe, Albuquerque, El Paso. And most glittering of all, California, named after a mythical island of pearls and gold in a 15th century novel. Here in 1848, at Sutter's Mill, a man found something he wasn't even looking for, at the bottom of a ditch, and the cry of his discovery was heard clear across the continent, in Boston, New York, Savannah, and across the oceans, in London, Paris, Berlin. But nowhere was the clamor of gold heard more eagerly than in St. Louis, the busiest fur trading center in the world, and the noisiest, bawdiest, most uppity town west of New York.
Bye.
fooled you. I still say three.
Watch him. I hear Cleve's an expert on petticoats. Anyway, you can never prove it.
Gentlemen, we're going to be late for that poker game.
Now look, I just stuffed you for the most expensive dinner in St. Louis. And I don't mind sticking you just a little bit deeper. I'll lay you $100. It's no less than six.
How do you prove it?
Go backstage and find out.
Yes, I go back and check with you.
Fair enough.
Second girl.
Miss Prescott? Miss Prescott?
Later.
It's rather important.
It's always important. The older they are, the more important it gets.
Miss Prescott, please. I'm Hyland Seabury, attorney in the matter of Jonathan Brooks. He means nothing to you?
That old ghost?
Well, you must have meant something to him, Miss Prescott.
Why?
You're included in his will. Of course, you'll have to make the trip to California to claim the bequest.
Well, now, I wouldn't go to California if John Jacob Astor left me San Francisco.
I don't think Mr. Astor had holdings there. However, the yield for Mr. Brooks's property is not to be scorned.
Yield of what?
Gold, Miss Prescott. Gold.
Gold?
Precisely. You own a gold mine, Miss Prescott. It yielded $3,500 the very first week.
Gold mine? Well, sweet old ghost.
This is an unexpected pleasure.
Where's the money?
Money. Money. Oh, yes. You're referring, of course, to our little agreement.
$100 to start you off, and my share of the winning.
Well, I'm somewhat embarrassed to report that the $100 no longer exists. That $100, I assure you, will turn out to be the best investment you have ever made. I have plans, gentlemen, beyond your wildest dreams. I'm going to earn you a piece of a gold mine.
Gold mine? You ain't going to earn nothing. You ain't going to be nothing. You ain't going to do nothing. Unless we get that $100 back by the morning.
You don't mean that. You're going to kill off the golden goose?
Call it what you want, mister. We'll be waiting.
Independence, Missouri, was the jump-off point for emigrants from everywhere. Solid, God-fearing families bound for the farmlands of Oregon. And get-rich-quick adventurers racing for the gold of California.
Fire!
You've got a wagon, I suppose?
I can get one.
And a team to pull it.
I can get everything I need.
You got a husband?
I'm single, Mr. Morgan.
No traveling companion?
No, I'm traveling alone.
Not on my wagon train. Alone and single. Brings out the deviltry in a man. Gets them all worked up and they're wild enough already.
I intend to keep to myself, Mr. Morgan.
Oh, a woman of your sort? One day you'd find yourself in trouble and there'd be all hell to pay just figuring out who.
What did you say, Mr. Morgan?
Well, now ain't you the feisty one. I like spirit in a woman. Hey, you got a pretty face under that powder, too. And a fine, sturdy body under them clothes, I wager. There's a woman named Clegg, Aggie Clegg. Why don't you go see her?
Thanks. I told you no. I was hoping to make this trip with a husband.
Nearly got one last week.
Look, I hear there's 40 men to every woman in California. Miss Clegg, I'd be willing to pay you.
I don't need money. I need a man. Any man.
Morning, lady. Beautiful morning. Did you by any chance happen to be Miss Lily Prescott?
Not unless you've got a big imagination.
Ah, then you must be the lady in question. Cleve Van Valens, Prescott, at your service, at your every command from here to California.
Well, thank you. But whatever you're offering, I don't need.
Perhaps you don't understand.
Yes, I do. I know a ten horn when I see one.
Miss Prescott, I'm offering you an honest day's work for an honest day's pay.
Goodbye, Mr. Van Valens. Goodbye.
Well, it's been a pleasure to meet you, Miss Clegg. May I say, I have never seen a woman with more beautiful hair. What a prize catch it'll make, hanging from the waist of an Indian. Beauty alone in the wilderness. And who's to protect you? No one. Not one person won't be looking after himself. Well, good day, ladies. Good day.
Nobody ever said that to me before.
What?
That I had such beautiful hair. You know something? I got a hunch you're going to draw men like fish to the bait. Maybe I can catch one of them while they swim by. You got yourself a partner.
Thank you.
How's it been? Storm clear up to here. Split a little more open to the next part.
How far?
Oh, maybe half a quarter.
Well, thanks.
Looks a little higher up on that ridge.
The water from up there about a half a mile. Wait a minute.
Couldn't bear to think of you two making this trip without my help. Why, if I was to hear later on that something happened to you, I'd never forgive myself.
You came 100 miles alone?
Well, I have no way of counting the miles, Mr. Morgan. And I'll take your word for it.
Well, you got another 100, mister, going back. I told you, when a wagon breaks down, I want men who can fix it. Not bet how long it'll take.
You don't mean you turned me out. Cast me adrift at the mercy of savage Indians.
You don't get moving, I'll cast you adrift.
I appeal to your sporting instincts, sir. I'm prepared to wager you that I stay with this train.
Well, you've got a wager.
Wait a minute. The fact is, I hired this man. We'll put up his stake.
Is that right, Miss Prescott?
If Miss Clegg says so.
I am. I'll be forever grateful. Now, I'll unpack my gear.
Have you gone crazy?
He says he's a man wanting to do an honest day's work.
And he'll do it. I can promise you that.
Hey, you men on that last wagon, keep up that slack! Keep it up! Get that team moving! Keep them moving there! Now let those lines sag!
Attention, Miss Prescott. I want to confess. I have lied about why I wanted to work for you.
I know.
The real reason is, of course, that I'm in love with you. It's the truth. From the first moment I saw you, I've known that I couldn't live without you.
Well, I'd hate to be the cause of your death, Mr. Van Valen.
Oh, I don't speak lightly, Miss Prescott. I'm prepared to assume the responsibilities of a faithful husband.
Oh, are you ready to assume the responsibilities of my property too, Mr. Van Valen?
Really? What kind of property?
Gold, Mr. Van Valen. Gold by the ton, from what I understand. Bright, yellow, shiny gold.
Why, I had no idea.
I'm sure you hadn't.
Miss Prescott, I really mean...
Here comes Agatha. If you must propose to somebody, I suggest you get on your knees to her. Besides, she has beautiful hair.
Look at them. Think they was getting ready to bury somebody. Ain't we worn down enough as it is? Well, let's wake them up. Listen, everybody!
Come on along. Everybody come along. While that moon am shining bright. Come on along and raise your voice in song. We're gonna raise the ruckus tonight. Ain't no time to sit and brood. Raise the ruckus tonight. It's time to strike a lively mood. Raise the ruckus tonight. Go and get that old banjo. Raise the ruckus tonight. Just pat your foot and tap your toe. Raise the ruckus tonight. Do you hear me? Come on along. Little children, come along. While that moon am shining bright. Come on now, tune up that string and let that banjo ring. We wanna raise the ruckus tonight.
Raise the rocket. Raise the rocket. Raise the rocket.
What is it, Mr. Morgan?
Miss Prescott, I've been thinking.
Oh?
Wet or dry, you're the handsomest woman I ever did see. Spirit and a fine, sturdy body. It's a noble combination, Miss Prescott. Why, for you, childbearing had come as easy as rolling off a log.
Well, I think I'd rather roll off a log, Mr. Morgan.
Ma'am, I'm telling you, you got the build for it. I want you for my wife. I've got a cattle ranch just below the Merced. I'll be settling down there fit and proper.
I'm sure you're very fit and proper, Mr. Morgan.
Well, then, you just couldn't do no better than marrying me. Why, we'd have ourselves a fine family in no time at all.
I believe that. I'm sorry, Mr. Morgan, but I can't accept your proposal.
Why not?
Well, a woman likes to hear something a little more inviting.
Well, ain't that what I've been doing, inviting you? Inviting you to share my life, Miss Prescott.
I'm sorry, Mr. Morgan.
Something else, ain't it? Must be something else nagging at you. Well, I don't aim to let it stop me, Miss Prescott. You can count on that.
What did he want?
Children.
Children? Well, I'll be... Why didn't he come shopping at the right store?
And I'm going to raise this fine pistol, London made, and load it for bear.
I'll take part of that, man.
I told you I wouldn't stand for you fleecing any... Too many to stand and fight. We'll have to make a run for it.
You turn out running with his wagons?
The minute you get moving, cut your lead teams loose.
Have you gone crazy?
Go on, get moving, Red. Chances are they want our stock more than they do us. Now, you're a gambler, ain't you? All right, let's get moving.
Thank you.
at daybreak. I'll take a few men, see if we can find him. Give him a decent Christian burial.
Someone's coming! Someone's coming!
I can let you have this rig for a dollar a day.
And I'll give you a good team.
Pick it up in the morning.
It'll be fine.
Could you tell me the way to the Brooks claim?
Well, the claims are down by the river.
Which road should I take?
Only one road. Along the river.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Looking for a Mr. Huggins.
You found him.
This is Miss Lilith Prescott.
I figured. They told me you was a real looker. Yep, it's all here for you. Just the way Mr. Brooks staked it out. Must have had 20 men working on it.
Well, where are they now? Who's digging the gold?
Gold? I ain't never seen a better grade since I come here with Millie. It was just a pocket, though. The whole shebang. Nothing but a pocket. Oh, we cleared 4,200 before it played out. Now, about that 4,200, Mr. Brooks, he spent three for his heart give out. I put up 600 for a brass handle casket. I figure the rest you owe me for setting on your claim. Oh, miss, I mean, that's only fair, ain't it? I mean, wouldn't you... Tony Bell, all right.
You boys over here, come and see the brand new attraction. It's exciting and sensational. Step right in, gentlemen.
Aurora, how do you want it for life? Well, you left your poor wife when she caught you sniffing a cork. My friend, hey, what was your name?
New York.
Oh, what was your name in the East? And how recently was you released? Are you riding the rails because you held up the mail?
Or was it the female you held, you beat?
Oh, what was your name in the East? Oh, what was your name in the States? Though you suffered the cruelest of fates, way out here in the West, everybody's a yes. So line up and fill up your plate, my friend, whoever you was in the States.
Mr. Morgan, I'd invite you in, but it's a little cramped.
This is no life for a fine woman like you. I heard your mind was played out. But where's your fancy friend?
Leave?
Last I heard, he was in Hangtown.
You mean that no good went off and left you?
He went off and left me. I don't agree that he's no good. Cleve is Cleve. That's all.
You're a perplexing woman, Miss Prescott. When a skunk needs killing, well, it ain't enough just to say a skunk's a skunk.
Mr. Morgan, all my life I wanted to marry a rich husband. Can I blame Cleve for wanting to marry a rich wife? Both of us may have been born for the poorhouse, but we're not the kind to like it.
Do you believe all this you've been saying, or is it just words? Now tell me the truth.
Truth is, Cleve and I couldn't live alone. Just on love. Not for 5 minutes.
Then you've answered the question I've been asking for better than 2,000 miles. I got the biggest ranch you ever did see. You can't ride across it in a day. That land's going to mean money sooner than you think. You want a rich husband. You're looking at it. I mean, the blessed thing you have to do is set mind the kids.
I'm sorry. Not now. Not ever.
What a waste. Someone put together like you. Peggy?
Those who struck it rich wanted all the pleasures that money could buy, and there were plenty to sell to them. Even the Sacramento riverboats took on luxury goods.
Myself throwing in a winning hand. I just never thought I'd do that for any girl. Lily, How'd you like to hook up with a no-good gambler? We're on our way. I got $1,200 right here.
What do we do? Open a gambling house?
No. A married man should spend his evenings at home.
Well, then we'll open a music hall in San Francisco.
No.
I can still sing and dance.
No. A married woman should spend her evenings at home.
We can't sit at home on $1,200 forever.
Have you seen San Francisco? It's ugly, and it's small, and it's full of fees. And it burns down about every 5 minutes. But each time they keep on rebuilding it, a little bigger and better than before. It's alive and kicking, and nothing can stop it. And it makes you want to build something, too. Railroad. A steamship line. Something to help the baby grow.
Please. On $1,200?
I think we could start out with a wagon or a rowboat. With the help of the devil, I'll bet we make it.
Out there and everywhere, and everybody is a millionaire.
America was not only a union of East and West. There were North and South, too. And between them, the bonds were weakening. Mr. Lincoln, now retired from Congress and practicing law, realized that the South would fight to mold the new and uncommitted territories to its own image. Still 2 years from the presidency, he pleaded that the free West be allowed to remain free, and warned of the hazards of a house divided against itself. But the South, seeing its power and influence wane, struggled against the inevitable in dozens of Western towns. And slowly, the bitter seeds of civil war took root.
Uniform, Mrs. Rollins. A uniform. Our militia company was sworn in, and I'm Corporal Peterson now, Ohio Volunteers. You won't be seeing me for a spell.
Hey, I got a letter for you from way out in California.
It must be from my sister Lilith.
Dear Eve,
Mr. Peterson, could you wait a minute? I might want to answer this right away.
Zeb?
Zeb, come on down here.
We was hoping Zeb might be going with us.
Paul went when the first bugle blew. Ain't one enough.
Back, Corporal.
Jeremiah, get Mr. Peterson some buttermilk.
Buttermilk.
From your Aunt Lilith. Says there ain't no war out in California, and they don't expect there be one. Business is brisk. Many opportunities for an energetic young man. Let's talk of building a railroad east. Cleve has hopes of getting in on the ground floor. We would welcome Zeb if he wants to come.
Ma,
Did you write her about me?
Not exactly.
Now, did you?
Well, I told her you didn't like farming any better than your pa did.
Ma, you got the wrong idea about this war. It ain't gonna be so bad, is it, Corporal? You know Pa's having the time of his life.
Ms. Rollins, I got it from the captain himself that we ain't gonna be gone no time at all.
Pa left it up to you whether I go or not. But you know what he really felt.
Ms. Rollins, there ain't much glory in tromping behind the plow.
Reckon there's no hurry in answering this letter. Thank you for waiting.
You mean I can go?
Oh, there'll be things to do.
Ma?
Gotta get your underwear washed. Your socks darned. They give you one of them suits? One of them uniforms?
I reckon.
Might not give you no shirts, though. Take that and off. I'll wash it for you. Got the others washed. They aren't ironed yet.
Mother, I...
Why'd you call me that? It's always been Ma before.
I don't know. All of a sudden, Ma didn't seem enough somehow.
What can I do, Pa? He's Linus's boy. Always was more Linus's blood. I guess that's why I love him so much. But you gotta help me pray, Pa.
Evening of April 6, 1862. The guns that had roared all day fell silent. around a little church called the Shiloh Meeting House. Many a man had met his God that Sunday, but not in church.
You wasted your time, man. He's dead.
But, Doc, this here's Captain Rollins.
Captain Linus Rollins.
Take him out.
Keep moving, men.
Why can't you look where you're going?
I'm sorry, soldier.
What?
Saw. Brandy. Chloroform. Get it all down here. Come on, all of it. Come on, we're just in the way here.
It had been the bloodiest day of the war on the Western Front. In the morning, it had looked like a Confederate victory. But by nightfall, no man cared to use the words win or lose. After Shiloh, the South never smiled.
You tasted that water yet?
No.
We'll try it. Tastes funny, huh?
Yeah.
I've seen it before sundown. It was pink. Pinker than sassafras tea.
You mean?
Don't seem fit in a man should have to drink water like that. Don't seem fit in a man should have to do any of the things we've done today. Did you kill anybody?
I don't think so. I got knocked dizzy right off. And when I come to, found my rifle, it was busted. And then some horse soldier come along and tried to stick me in the arm. All the rest is mixed up after that.
Well, I ain't killed nobody neither. And I don't want to. Hey, where you from?
Fire.
This fool war started in the East. What's us Westerners doing in it?
I don't rightly know anymore. It ain't quite what I expected. There ain't much glory to looking at a man with his guts hanging out. Where are you from?
Texas.
Say, you ain't a rebel, are you?
Well, I was this morning. Tonight, I ain't so sure.
Seems like I ought to be shooting you.
Well, you got anything to shoot with?
No. All I got is a bayonet.
I got a pistol. I took it off a dead officer. Hey, why don't we skedaddle out of here?
You mean dessert?
I mean, why don't we just leave this here water? The folks would want it.
They say there ain't no war out in California.
Get that battery over here! Bagler, join your regiment! Bagler, hey, you!
Plan to move Russo's brigade into this area. Hidden battery. Placed well before dawn. You approve?
I'll approve any dispositions you want to make. If you hadn't held the flank today, we'd have been whipped for fair. Sherman, let's sit down a minute. Something I want to say to you.
Plan.
You find yourself in command here.
Why?
I've seen some of the dispatches the newspaper correspondents have filed today.
Oh.
They're saying I was taken by surprise this morning.
You weren't taken by surprise. I was.
No matter. They're saying I was drunk again last night.
Were you?
No. But you can't fight front and rear. Win or lose tomorrow, I intend to resign.
Because of the newspapers?
Because of a general lack of confidence in me.
Oh, don't you think I've ever felt like that? A month ago, they were saying I was crazy, insane. Now they're calling me a hero. But hero or crazy, I'm the same man. Doesn't matter what the people think. It's what you think, Grant.
I reckon.
Great.
You know this war is going to be won in the West. You know how to win it. Everything you've done proves it. And I say that a man has the right to resign only if he's wrong. Not if he's right.
I guess I never thought of it that way.
Hmm.
I'll think it over.
What is there to think about? The Army's better off with you than without you. That's the test.
All right. Thanks. There's a lot to do before morning, Sherman.
What are you doing?
Why did you make me do that?
Didn't you give him a letter? Wrote more than 4 months ago. She never was quite the same after she got the news about Pa. I don't think she minded going, Zeb, except she wanted to see you again. Of course, Pa ain't really there. Put up a stone anyway.
Well, better be on my way.
Way? Where? I need you, Zeb.
Only one thing brought me back. She's...
Well, this farm is half yours. I was thinking we could finally clear away that patch of woods down by the river and...
You're twice the farmer I am. You don't need me. The farm's all yours. It's only fair.
Sure don't feel right about this. What are you going to do?
I haven't mustered out yet. I can still transfer the regulars. Cavalry, maybe. Go west.
Have to fight Indians? You sure are hard to make out, Zeb. Now, what do you want to do that for? Do you like fighting?
You remember the story Pa used to tell us about fighting that grizzly bear?
Yeah?
And I asked him, I said... Well, why'd you get in such a fix? Do you like fighting grizzlies? He said, well, not especially. I just wanted to go somewhere, and the bear was there first. I guess I just want to go somewhere, too. So long,
while North and South were being torn apart, East and West had been drawn together by the Pony Express, the most daring mail route in history. 80 riders were in the saddle at all times, night and day, in all weather, half of them riding east, half riding west, between Missouri and Sacramento, carrying mail across country in days instead of months. Unarmed, they rode to save weight. $5 a letter the mail cost, and on thin paper, too. It was courage, skill, and speed against hostile Indians, bandits, hell, and occasional high water. Even as they rode, men were already building a faster message carrier across the country, the Overland Telegraph. And the Indians found a new amusement, listening to the level tune of the singing wires. But far less amusing to the Indians was the coming of the steel roadway of the Iron Horse. The surveyor's route lay through immense natural barriers, the Rocky Mountains, and the equally discouraging High Sierras. But range upon range could never stop the titanic contest between two corporate giants racing to put down the greatest mileage of track before they met. The Central Pacific eastward from Sacramento through the Sierras. And the Union Pacific, forging westward across the plains, with the Rockies still to come. The prize in the race was free land, vast parcels for every mile of track laid. Land that would one day be worth millions.
All that! Set it down! Fighters, up!
Where'd you find him?
About a mile back yonder. It's Johnny Horvath. This is Jack Perkins.
What the hell is this, a picnic? Well, the Indians got a couple of our men and...
Mister, you were the foreman here. Now you're a trap player. Now get back to work, all of you. Bullets! Fast! You.
Yes, sir.
You're the new foreman till I can find somebody better.
Yes.
Now get him at it.
Wait a minute.
Bullets!
Your name, Jethro Stewart?
All right, get at it.
Well, Mr. Jethro Stewart, you're hired to hunt buffalo to feed these men, not to stop their work. Why'd you bring these bodies here?
The railroaders. I thought somebody in the railroad might be interesting.
I'm the railroad, and I'm not interested. You should have buried them where you found them, then tracked down the Indians who did it.
Well, Mr. King, like you said, I was hired to hunt, not to dig graves or fight Indians. Those fellas are mostly old soldiers. You wouldn't think a couple of dead men bother them much.
Look, I don't want anything in their thick skulls but their work, you understand? Now get rid of those bodies. Start tracking those Indians.
You keep forgetting, Mr. King. My job's buffalo.
It was buffalo. Go to the paymaster and draw your time.
Well, now, that foreman fella, you didn't fire him. You just took him down a peg because you needed him. Who's going to shoot buffalo, you?
What is that?
Milk.
Milk. The army must have changed since I was in it.
I just rode in. I'm hungry.
Yeah, huh?
But you'd rather watch them than eat.
Is that it?
That's it.
Well, I wish you were as eager to protect this railroad. Did you get any word about those two men who were killed today?
I tracked the Arapahoes and talked to the chief. Those men were a mile off the right of way where they had no business, drunk and chasing squaws. It was as much their fault as it was the Indians.
Is that a fact? Well, soldier boy, your job is to fight Indians, not to agree with them.
Mr. King, there were 200 Arapahoes and I had 20 men. Now, to me, agreeing seemed wiser than fighting.
To you? Well, you know, I might just send off a wire to the colonel. He may not agree.
I already reported. He does agree.
Oh, sir. At this time.
Acknowledged and understood. Sergeant? Trouble, sir? I don't know.
Hey, Lieutenant.
I just got a message. The Indians are up to something. You know anything about it?
Chief says railroad busted the agreement. Change the route. Come smack through Arapaho hunting grounds.
You sure the chief's right?
Plenty sure. They're getting the war paint ready.
Can you stand there and tell me that that one little change is going to cost the Arapahoes one buffalo?
Mr.
Or even one jackrabbit?
Mr. King.
They can be made to see it differently. Who's hurting them? What's a railroad anyway? Two tracks and a whistle.
It's not the tracks they're afraid of. It's what the tracks bring. The buffalo hunters slaughtering off their herds. And then the settlers coming in.
And when'll that be? 20, 30 years, maybe? By then, we'll all be dead. Right now, we're just crossing the land, that's all. Land that's safe to the Arapahoes for our lifetime. Now, you go talk to them. Smoke a peace pipe with them. Do anything they want. Just get them to make a new agreement. That's your job, isn't it? Keeping the peace.
I'll keep the peace, Mr. King. But you keep your promise.
Here, your name's Rawlins. You're from Ohio. Your pa's name couldn't be Linus Rawlins, could it?
Could be.
Knew him. Jethro Stewart.
He used to speak of you.
Used to?
Pa was killed in Shiloh. Sit down, Mr. Stewart.
Well, better than dying behind the plow. I tried it. Settled down for a year once. Took 10 years off my life. Your ma. He must have been something real special getting old Linus to stay put.
She was, Mr. Stewart. Very special.
Old Linus. 2 years running once your pa and me trapped together. Up along the Wanapee. Got ourselves so many beef we had to tie him tail to tail just to drag him down the mountain. Over a mile long it was, that line of beaver pelts.
Mr. Stewart, my father could take the truth and stretch it about 6 ways. You sound just like...
I'll take it you meant that kindly.
Well, I'd think twice before I called you a liar.
Tell me something, talking about liars. Why would a son of old Linus get mixed up with a man like Mike King?
I know what you mean. But Mike King isn't the railroad.
Oh? I don't think he knows that. Changing the route back, is he?
No. I know. But he'd do anything to gain a day on the Central Pacific. He's not a fool. He doesn't want a war. And neither do the Arapahoes. I think I could get them to agree to this change in route. I just sit down and talk with him for a while.
How are you going to get him to do it?
That's just it. I need somebody that knows the language and they trust. You wouldn't happen to know someone like that, would you, Mr. Stewart?
Your pa could set a trap like no man I ever come across. Just coax him on and... Bam.
I could sit down when calling out. You can't see me calling out. I'm going like that.
You better do something so you know you're pledging your word. Whistles like the crack of doom for all that's natural.
A moth felled, a man ought to make his scratch on the land. Leave it a little different than when he come. Anyway, thanks for fixing things with the chief.
Me? I fixed nothing. You put the words in my mouth, but that won't make him come true.
Jethro, I said what I had to keep the peace. I know there's a risk.
Risk? Maybe you don't understand. You pledged your word back there, not mine, not the armies, not the railroads. It was your word told them they'd keep the hunting ground.
I think they will.
And I think you got your neck stuck out now like a prairie chicken waiting for one side or the other to chop it off. Your pa and me got kicked out of one territory after another with people pouring in, killing off game, putting up towns. It ain't going to stop. Treaty's going to get broken. I don't want to be around to see it happen. Look me up when you get your belly full.
Where are you going?
Heading back to mountains. A high lonesome and ain't no people at all yet. Go on.
By now, the Central Pacific had broken through the wall of the High Sierras and was straining eastward across the flatlands of Nevada. While the Union Pacific, thanks to its long peace with the Indians, was able to keep up pressure just as avidly in the opposite direction. was exciting, but also costly, and both companies were itching to earn money from tracks already laid.
Did the horses ride all right, Jake?
No better than I did. We'll have to rest them a day before we can start hunting rabbits, much less buffalo.
Let's get them to water right away.
You say no buffalo hunter come. White man, liar, we scout for you, no more.
Not in our lifetime, you said, and there they are, the buffalo slaughterers and the settlers.
All right, it's sooner than I figured. The railroad's broke. They need money to keep moving on. No people, no money. No money, no railroad. It's as simple as that, Lieutenant.
And what about the Arapahoes?
Let's take a look at those people. Half of them straight from Europe. They'll have a rough time, but they'll make it. You want to know why they'll make it? Because they're willing to change their ways. Well, the Arapahoes will have to change, too. If they don't, they're finished.
I know they have to change, and I know that someday the land will be taken over by these farmers with their towns and their cattle. But not like this. They don't have to be double-crossed, and I don't have to be a part of it.
You don't, Lieutenant? Well, aren't you forgetting that uniform?
That's right, Mr. King. I'm forgetting it. If the Army hasn't got any authority out here, I'm resigning, and now.
I don't see how that's going to help the Arapahoes.
Nothing will help them, but nothing's going to stop them.
I hope you're the first man killed in it.
Turn those wagons over!
Search the lead horses. Try and pick off the chief.
Try that.
The Indians have the buffalo.
Stunks.
Come on!
I told you there'd be no war. Look at them. They've quit.
They'll be back. They just sent a bunch of animals to kill an animal they call the Iron Horse.
Well, it's still standing, isn't it? And nothing's gonna stop it.
You can live with that?
I can live with it or I can die with it.
Just listen. You can live with that?
That ain't crying. That's just new life going on.
We got a railroad to build.
Finally got your belly full.
Hello, Jethro. Appears you're doing well.
Can't complain. Cricks loaded with beavers, fighting their way into the trap. Ain't no white man looking over my shoulder. The engines are plumb cordial. Toss your stuff in there. Plenty room for two.
Thanks.
You're bunking yonder. Better take your bearings now so you can find it when you need it. You don't like my snoring, you can build your own cabin tomorrow. I'll furnish the axe.
Thanks, I'm just passing through.
Through to where? Anywhere you go is like where you've been. Ain't you lost enough tail feathers back there?
I've been plucked some. Well, that's what I like about this country. There's always greener grass over the next hill.
Not no more, not since that damn railroad come. All the grass is being staked out now with a lock on it.
Maybe I'll just have to climb a little higher hill to find it. How about coming along?
You crazy? Like the engines say, these rocks and trees around here feel no call to move. Why should I?
Because I'm not an Indian, Jethro. Well, I'm sure not a rock nor a tree. Man belongs his own kind. Like him or not.
Railroads brought changes in the land through which they passed. Now immense herds of cattle were driven hundreds of miles to meet the lines bound for markets in the east. Fences went up, cattle trails were barred, and a long and bloody wrangle began between cattlemen and homesteaders. The law was in the hands of whoever could shoot fast and straight, except where there was somebody determined to stand for law. Others might look on sheep and a shepherd as a pastoral scene. Not the cattleman. To him, sheep destroyed grass, and grass came dear. And if a man's life were held cheaper than grass, it was considered a casualty of war, not a crime. And in all this, the man with the star was only one against many. But time was running out for the reckless ones, the desperados, the gallop and gunshot boys. As more and more citizens demanded respect for the law and showed themselves ready to fight to uphold it, and the raw new towns that sprung up in the West began to dream of becoming as refined as that one-time hooligan city by the Golden Gate, San Francisco was now respectable. So sophisticated, in fact, it even had mansions up for auction.
$2,000. Is that your last bet? Ladies and gentlemen, this trophy is solid gold and fully inscribed. Mr. Cleve Van Valen, President, San Francisco, Kansas City Railroad. It's a treasure he held dear to his heart. Do I hear $3,000 for this priceless possession?
Priceless, my foot.
Gold alone is worth
$3,000. We used it for a doorstop.
$2,500.
$2,500. $2,500. $2,500. Sold, $2,500.
It's a sad day, Lilith.
Sad? We made and spent three fortunes together. What's so sad about that? If he'd lived a little longer, we would have made and spent another.
I beg your pardon, Mrs. Van Valen.
What?
The chair, it's been sold. I'm sorry.
Well, then take it. Quit apologizing and take it.
Thank you, ma'am. There had been some other way to pay off the debts.
It doesn't matter. I've got two things no one can ever take from me. This and my land in Arizona.
Lilith, I don't want to dash any hopes. But that ranch is nearly worthless.
Well, it's there, isn't it?
Yes, but most of the cattle have been sold off or stolen.
I'll get cattle.
You'll need someone to work it, someone to manage it for you.
I'll get that, too.
Who?
My nephew. He's a marshal out there, somewhere.
Lilith, at your age, it might be kind of rough.
Rough? My Ma and Pa were killed going down the river just looking for land. I guess I got a little of that Prescott blood in me after all.
Pa! Is there a little house on North Hill by the back?
I don't know, son. On our way home, you ask your Aunt Lilith. She'll tell you.
I wasn't going to cry.
You're just as pretty as Ma said you was.
I'd like you to meet my wife, Julie.
Pleased to meet you. I'm pleased to meet you, Julie. I just can't tell you how pleased.
This here's Eve, underneath all the jam.
Come on and meet Sam now.
Sam?
Sam's our horse. He could pull two wagons if he wanted.
Oh, well, if you'll excuse me, I have my orders to meet Sam.
Come on.
Now, boys.
But he's on the other side. Now, come on. Okay.
Come on.
Just a minute.
I think this means a whole lot to her.
You have no idea how much it means to me to be able to settle down to a life of peace and quiet.
I'll get the luggage.
Hello, boys! Yes? Huh? Hello! Yes!
Let's go.
Oh, Martha! Don't tell me you come all the way to Gold City just to meet me. I hardly expected it. In the beautiful Mrs. Rawlings? What a pleasure. I envy you, Marshall. A well-favored, bright-eyed wife. Just as dazzling as that sun up there. Makes you almost thankful, don't it? Makes a person want to live. Adios.
So that's Charlie Gannett. I thought you said he was in Montana. Seth.
Just going to get the luggage. That's all.
Stay to the rooms, will you, Julie? Prescott, take care of the horses.
Yes, sir.
Minus, help your mother.
Yes, sir.
Anything wrong, Julie?
No. No, nothing. Come on, Eve.
Hello?
Jim!
Got a minute?
Of course I got a minute.
Evidence in support of my
intention.
I urge you most respectfully to peruse the...
Cigar?
No, thanks.
Well, what can I do for you? Good, name it.
I saw Gant get off the train this morning. There are three men waiting for him.
That's why you're here, huh?
That's it?
Look, there ain't a thing we can do to keep Charlie Gant from going where he wants to in this territory. I know. I know what he was. Well, that's over now. It was over the day his brother got... Should have killed them both that day, but... Well, you didn't. There ain't a thing I can do about it now.
What's he doing here, Lou? Ain't you even curious?
Well, now, what do you want me to do? Run him out of town at the point of a gun? You think we still put the law inside a holster here? Look over there, Zeb. There's the law. With all its writs and decrees and... We abide by that circuit judge now.
How many get killed meantime?
Nobody's got killed, nobody's going to. Doc Holliday, the Clantons, the Youngers. They're all gone now.
Charlie Gant ain't gone.
You get me a warrant. I'll get you Gant.
Lou, they want three guys in their wagon with the gold shipment tomorrow.
Three?
This is a big one. Over $100,000 worth. I'll take Clayton and Sims with me, all right?
Hello?
Well, what?
Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Well, it means we put on a three-man guard.
To the train. What happens then?
You know there's gold going out here every month or so. There hasn't been a train robbery since Jesse James was killed.
The counselors wish to have a conference. We'll have
one. Zeb. I don't want any trouble here. We've been friends a long time. As a friend, I'd like you to leave town.
There. Look down there, son. You know how deep that shaft is?
Uh-oh.
That's 1,000 foot deep. You know how deep 1,000 foot is?
Uh-oh.
Well,
If you had 200 brothers all standing on your shoulders, you wouldn't be able to see over the top.
I'd be squished.
Come on.
Show you boys the donkey is.
You boys go ahead. I'll be along in a minute.
I hear you've been talking to the local marshal about me. You call that friendly?
I never considered us exactly friendly.
I don't like you, Marshal. I don't like what you and your kind are doing to this country. I don't want any trouble. You want to put things on the old basis? It's you and me? That's fine.
I'm not going to get in a fight with you, Gant.
It's peace you want, huh, Marshal? Peace? There's only one kind I know of. That's the kind my brother's got.
What happened to your brother didn't teach you very much, did it?
Easy, Marshal.
Floyd never made mistakes. Except the one time he trusted you. And you're the one that got away.
One of these days, I'm likely to pay you, Rawlins, as a little visit.
See me last night. Said you tried to start some trouble with him.
You believe him?
I'm telling you, Zeb, you take your trouble to your own territory. I don't want any more of it here.
There won't be any more trouble, Lou. Gant's gone. He rode out of here early this morning.
With who?
Gang. They should be somewhere between here and Kingman. Waiting on that train.
You don't fool me for a minute, Zeb. You're not looking for a robbery. You're looking for Gant. You still carry lead where he shot you. That was Texas. Then Oklahoma, where you killed Floyd. Now this. I'm sorry, Julie, but I don't want my office to be any part of this.
Dad, boys got the team hitched.
I know.
It's almost time to go. No one's asking you to face Gant. No one's making you. We could ride out of here right now. We could forget it. Maybe there's something you haven't told me. Is there, Zeb? I'm asking you not to go. Please. Don't go.
Sorry, Julie.
I guess there's nothing more pig-headed in a man than his sense of honor. They're all the same, every one of them. You take my cleave now. Never could turn down a poker game. Felt duty-bound to go.
three nights running sometimes, but he wouldn't quit, not if his life depended on it. I guess it isn't very funny.
Mom! Where's Mom?
Oh, that's where he is.
What's the matter with Mom?
Come on now, in the other room. What's come on down, matter? We're going to play. That's a good girl.
What's the matter with Mama?
Nothing's the matter. You know any games?
We know tag, musical chairs. I know hide and seek.
But do you know how to play poker?
Poker?
You're in luck. Sit down right there. Now, come on, sit down. That's it.
But we don't know how to play poker.
Well, it's time you learn. First, we'll start off with a little five-card stud.
Take that rifle, Zeb. Your pistol, too.
Sorry, Lou. I just can't oblige. But the law wouldn't let you use that anymore.
I'll use it if I have to.
I'm going out of here, Lou, and I'm taking this with me.
To kill Gant.
That's what you think, isn't it? It's something personal between him and me. Well, Lou, it could be. If I settle down with my family and wait for him to come. And he'll come if I don't stop him here and now. I'm going to catch Gant red-handed, breaking the law. And then I'm going to use the law to put him away once and for all. The law, Lou. I'm going to use the law. But I haven't got much chance without your help.
How many men in the caboose?
Just one brakeman.
Is he armed?
No, never has been.
I'll be in the express car. Thanks.
Marshal! There's some riders up ahead!
I'll take a look.
I don't think he made it.
Well, let's move. It's a long way from here to that tone.
There's no danger. Just keep going.
Thank you.
How come we're leaving so early, Pa?
We got a long way to go, son. Here.
Auntie, where are we going to your house?
Your daddy will decide that when we get to your home.
Auntie, can we take Sam with us?
I think Sam is taking us.
Well, son, it's around the next bend, and the valley beyond.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Owl, do you know that song?
That's our song.
Your song? I sang that song long before your pa was ever born. Away, away, come away with me.
Come on.
Where the grass grows wild, where the winds blow free. Away, away, Jim, come away with me. Where I'll build you a home in the meadow.
West that was won by its pioneers, settlers, adventurers is long gone now. Yet it is theirs forever. For they left tracks in history that will never be eroded by wind or rain, never plowed under by tractors, never buried in the compost of events. Out of the hard simplicity of their lives, out of their vitality, their hopes, and their sorrows, grew legends of courage and pride to inspire their children and their children's children. From soil enriched by their blood, out of their fever to explore and build, came lakes where once were burning deserts, came the goods of the earth, mines and wheat fields, orchards and great lumber mills, all the sinews of a growing country. Out of their rude settlements, their trading posts, came cities to rank among the great ones of the world. All the heritage of a people free to dream, free to act, free to mold their own destiny.
From this land, forging freedom for every home.
open ore.
It's just about to slide around in a boom and a peck all over the ground.
The coal is going to California coal. There's plenty of coal in the world and coal in the land of Sacramento.
Gold out there is everywhere, and everybody is a millionaire.
It's so good to get rich with just picking up a clump and sticking a brick.
Whoa, 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 the town is far to go. There's plenty of gold in the world, like gold in the land of Sacramento.
On a world the Lord must have helped design. The star, how bright they'll shine on that home.